Hi, and welcome to this video on tips for working with CSS and the Edge Developer Tools. I'm Andy Stones. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft on the developer tools, both in Edge and Internet Explorer, as well as the developer tools for debugging HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and that sort of thing in Visual Studio. Today, though, we're going to be focusing on Edge. Specifically, this video will all be about how you can use some of the features in the tool to better work with CSS. You know, as a developer, I'm sure many times you've had to tweak properties, edit things in CSS just to get that look and feel right in your website or your web app. So I'm going to be showing you three big features in the tools. A feature we like to call track changes, which surprisingly enough helps you keep track of the changes you make in your page, as well as a way to see the CSS files and edit the CSS files for when you don't just want to use the rich tree view in a tool like the DOM Explorer, but when you want to edit text. So that being said, let's get straight over to the demos. So I've got Edge already open here, and we're just going to go to my demo. All right. Actually, find a better one than that. Here we go. So as you can see, I've got a fairly simple website here. And the point of this website is really just to show off the features in the tool. So it's a simple website. I've not got anything complicated here. Because out of these videos, I really want you to get a sense of how you can use the tools to be more productive. So just showing off the tool features. So we've got a pretty ugly looking set of buttons here, despite their saying they look amazing. So what we're going to first do is we're going to select them in the DOM Explorer, just like you've probably done 1,000 times. And we're going to tweak them a bit. Like, we're going to take this one here, for example. We're going to change that font size and crank it up a bit. There we go. Maybe that's the right size. Let's go to this one and see where we can change that. But you might have noticed straight away something different happened here. On the left-hand side, let me just zoom in here, of the styles view, you can see that there's this little orange bar, we'd like to call it change bar, that has shown me that this thing has changed from what it was originally set as. So as I click around or look at other things, you'll notice that you can still see that bar when you come back to this element, to the style. So what this feature is doing is it's helping keep track of them changes. So as you go away or around your document and you change properties, change values, things like that. So here, for the sake of argument, I make this 190 pixels or 219. And if I do something else, like I change the font size at the class level rather than inline style, and if I go away and say, let's just delete this background property, what you'll see is a bunch of different values. You'll see different change bars. So for example, I've got yellow ones for change and red for removed. And if I go ahead and add a new property, so let's take something and go text align. And we'll go center. You'll note that I'm not really making this look much better, am I? In fact, that while I've gone ahead and added this new property, green, you can see the page is still looking pretty damn ugly. So let's actually revert my change to the background color, because I don't want to do that anymore. And so one of the nice features about track changes is not just that it keeps track of your changes and shows you them inside the styles pane here, but you can also use it to revert back. So imagine you've gone in your document, you've tweaked it, you've edited it, you've made it look perfect, or perhaps you've made it look pretty bad like I have, and what you want to do is take it back. So you can just do revert item. And that takes it back to how it was originally. So if you change number of properties, things like that, it's a really easy way to go back and see, back to the original state. So I can go back and change this width and revert it back to what it was, which was 200. And then from there, I can tweak. And as I mentioned earlier, the nice thing is these changes are all kept as you navigate around, click on different elements. So no matter how many changes I make, I can keep track of them. The other thing isn't just showing them these changes when you're looking at them for a specific element. The other really valuable feature is this tab on the far right-hand side called Changes. And what you can see here is this is a list of all the changes in a kind of a diff format. So if you can imagine you've made a bunch of changes, you've finally got the thing looking just right, but then, of course, you want to go back to your editor, like, you know, be it VS Code or any sort of editor you're using, so you need to go make those changes in your source code. And you might even be using this tool in a VM. So what we have here is a diff view that shows all the changes along with the file. So you can see, like a typical diff view, it has red for removes, greens for adds, and when something's been modified, like in this case some values, it's been bolded. So you can think of this as a checklist that allows you to go through, take that checklist of changes you've made at runtime to make your site look just right, and take it back and edit your source file, which is a really powerful thing. So using the changes features in the DOM Explorer will help you keep track of the changes you've done while you're tweaking properties, and then finally get it back out. But in F12 and the tools, that isn't the only way you can work with CSS. We also have CSS now showing inside the debugger, which might sound a bit odd at first, like why is it in the debugger? Well, if you think of the debugger more as perhaps like if you're used to Visual Studio, the place where your files go, where your project almost is. Of course, we're talking about debugging websites. So we don't have a project, there's no SLN file or anything like that. But what we do have is resources. In this case, files or storage, like local storage and session storage. All of those are shown on this left-hand side here. And in fact, you can change them to a folder view if you wanted to look at them more like they would be on disk. And so included in these files is CSS. So if I was just to filter by typing CSS, you can see the files I have. And let's refresh the page and start from scratch for this demo. And I, of course, can open one of the files. And just like you'd expect, you see the text file. Like, great, you can pre-print it, stuff like that. But a nice thing you can do here is you can also edit here. So you can go text line left, oops, and press Control S, and that applies the changes. So as you can see, I can go ahead, I can make some changes inside here. So I can change that button border radius something crazy like 30 just to illustrate the point. So it's a text editor. In fact, it's the same text editor that's used in VS Code. So you can just go ahead and make any edits you want. You can also do, you have a full undo stack. So if I did something absolutely crazy, like Control A and delete, and it's like, oh, oops. Now it looks like completely nothing what I wanted. You can just do Control Z to undo that and reapply the changes. So you have a full Control Z, Control Y stack just like you would have wanted. The other nice thing is much like with the changes tool, there's also a way to see a complete list of all the changes you just made. So if you've noticed here, there's this little button called Compare Document to Original. So basically a diff button. Click on it, and what you'll see if I zoom back out is a diff view. So if I shrink some of these things to the side, you'll see a very traditional diff view. Again, using this normal like red, deleted, green, added, and highlighted. You can see the highlight for differences is just a, how should we say, another different subtle shade of a background color. But you can go through and you can see on the scroll bar here, there's the diff list. So you can see all the changes and go through your document. And also, on the left-hand side over in the file picker, we also show you which files are changed with a little icon on the right-hand side here that shows you that it's a diff. So you can see quite quickly from the file picker, even if you've changed multiple files, for example. And again, you can just view these diffs and then you can go ahead and make the changes back in your source editor, wherever that is. This is a really powerful way if you prefer to edit text rather than editing the trace and the properties view you've probably used to in the DOM Explorer. So that wraps up the demos. So I've shown you a few really quick features that hopefully will make some common tasks much more easy and common, much more easy for you, and hopefully much quicker and slightly less painful. Firstly, you looked at track changes, which is those little orange, green, and red bars that show you what you've changed in the DOM, in the CSS properties and rules. The changes tab that's in the DOM Explorer, it's the last tab currently, that shows you the list of all the changes you've made. So it's like your little checklist to go back to your editor and apply changes. And of course, in the debugger, we also showed not just seeing the CSS files and viewing them, but how you can edit them. Just type, just like it's a text editor, just like you would in any other text editor. Control S saves the change and pushes it to the page so you can see the change. And then a little diff button in the tools that show you what you have changed in the text file so that you can quickly take those changes back into your editor. So that covers this topic in this video. If you're interested in more about the Edge Dev Tools, do follow us on Twitter at Edge Dev Tools. We have some weekly like GIFs that we tweet out for tips. And of course, feel free to tweet at us if you have any questions. If you have any features you'd like to see in the tools or you really miss, please go to our user voice. It's up there, bit.ly.f2yuservoice, and provide feedback, vote on the features that you'd like to see. We take that feedback into account, of course, when we're coming out to planning and doing stuff like that. So it's always good to see what sort of things you want in the tools. And then, of course, if you're interested in more documents or more guidance, we have all our documentation up on MSDN, and the link to it is edgedev.tools. And lastly, you can find me on Twitter at Andy Sullen, and feel free to ask me any questions. I'm always happy to help. So with that, thank you for watching this video.